This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
That's very, very cool. The lyrics from the gentleman that I think a lot of people have come to know since he's been on American Idol much better. Luke Bryan does a lot of farm-focused music, and therefore he becomes the person that sort of introduces us to our weekly conversation here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and in a few minutes we're going to meet a couple that I met on my recent trip to Ireland from their sheep farm in Ireland. They have a fabulous story to tell, and I want you to hear it, so we'll visit with them in a little bit. Every week on the podcast, we have a number of things that become a focal point. This program is about food, farm, family, family farms that provide us with our food, the numbers, all the things that go into trying to understand what is going on our family farms. The latest podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com has news about a rather controversial question dealing with citizenship on the census next year. Farms falling off by 4% in this year's census. The number is higher with dairy farms. And so that's part of the focus I get into that. And frankly, as a commentary on what's going on, the dairy farms especially. I had a chance this week to meet my regional group, the National Farmers Union. I belong to it. A lot of people object to the word union, but it doesn't apply as it does with us. Not a union. We pay dues to be in the union. I just find that the National Farmers Union speaks more to the needs of the family farm versus the American Farm Bureau, which seems to speak more to the needs or the desires or the business of being big ag. So you see the people that are in the AFBF versus the people in, and I don't mean to pit them against each other. I happen to belong to both groups, but I think I value more the work done by the National Farmers Union because of things like the glyphosate Monsanto Bayer debate, which continues to be a very important discussion of farms and farmers and what we're doing to the land and at what cost. Food growers are paying attention to this. It just is something that is so in our face. If you go to a website, GreatPlainsLaboratory.com, they have done an overview of glyphosate, which is the world's most widely produced herbicide and the primary toxic chemical in Roundup, as well as in many other herbicides. Sometimes we focus on Roundup like it was the only one, but it isn't. This is a broad-spectrum herbicide that has been used in 700 different products from agriculture and forestry to home use. It goes back to the 1970s, kills weeds, targeting the enzymes that produce the amino acids. I can tell you how it works. The bottom line is that it kills bacteria in our system. And so in that way, when you get it into your system, you're endangering the workings of your gut. And it also is implicit in the GMO debate because these glyphosate-resistant crops grow well in the presence of this chemical in the soil. It kills the weeds on the surface, doesn't kill the seeds, so the weeds keep growing back again. But that's not what's really horrible about it. What's really horrible about it is what it does to our system. There have been a lot of studies that have discovered that exposure to this glyphosate, can cause chronic health problems, enters the body by direct absorption through the skin or by eating foods that have been treated with Roundup and glyphosate, or by drinking water contaminated with this stuff. As a matter of fact, a recent study that we saw at our meeting of the National Farmers Union stated that a coherent body of evidence indicates that glyphosate could be toxic below the regulatory levels just enough. But if you use it all the time, the chronic nature of it affects all of us. In the, you know, this guy that got $250 million from Monsanto after he proved that he had cancer because he was exposed to Roundup since the 1970s. And these things, these stories go on and on. The debate about glyphosate and whether it causes autism or not. With the advanced use of glyphosate, the number of autism cases have grown to the fact that we right now in our country have 690,000 cases of autism. And the World Health Organization says it's primarily due to the glyphosate. It's certainly the carcinogens that are around and all the cancers that are, I mean, it's just bad. So why are we fighting this fight is the question my brethren at the National Farmers Union are asking. Well, the reason is because the big farm groups, the big farm companies, and even some medium-sized farmers will tell you that it's good because they can grow more stuff and make more money. Well, making more money at what cost? And then people say, well, how dare you? The American family farmer is having a problem, and you talk about it all the time on your program. As a matter of fact, somebody sent me something this week about the oversupply of dairy. That was one of the things we also talked about at the National Farmer Union meeting that I had. The short-term versus long-term impact, that's what we kind of do here in our country. We look at short-term benefits versus long-term impact or effects. There's no question that this stuff from Monsanto, glyphosate, some of the other things that they sell as well, are nothing but bad for us long-term. Bad for the soil, bad for the food, bad for our health. It's just bad. But because there's so much money behind it, it becomes a political football, and thus the problem is not solved. So anyway, that's one of the things that the National Farmers Union is looking at, are the things that are in the soil, in the water, things that come from, example, we were talking about using human waste on the fields. Well, I've used it. They pelletized it. I've used it, and it depends on where it comes from as to whether it's going to be harmful or not to the, I want to embrace the soil. I want all kinds of nutrients to go into it because it's better for everybody. But do I want bad stuff in my soil? No, not at all. So you got to, it's like the buyer beware. You got to know what you're buying, where it comes from, and how it's properly used. And I would ask that. I think a lot of us who are smaller farmers think about those things. The bigger farmers, for whatever the reason, don't, which is a travesty. 14 past the hour. Okay, we're going to go to Glen Keane Farm in Ireland to meet Catherine and Jim Powers right after this.
Mother's Day is next Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses for Mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 1717. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that Mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is next Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1717. That's proflowers.com, secret code 1717. Mother's Day is next Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses for Mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 5959. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date, and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is next Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5959. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 5959.
Let's get to one of the greatest experiences I've had, and I want to share through our story here together. If you, excuse me, were watching my Facebook page while I was in Ireland, you saw a picture of me talking to a couple of dogs in the back of one of those little carriages that we drive around the farm. They call them gators over here because John Deere, that's what they call them. I'm not sure what the machine that Jim Powers drove me around on, but a couple of Irish sheepdogs, man, they were cool. And what we saw them doing, I think, is part of the story, but it's a great story. Catherine and Jim Powers are here together. Catherine O'Grady Powers grew up at this farm, Glen Keane Farm. You go to the website, glenkeanefarm.com, one of Ireland's largest sheep farms, located in the, now I'm going to, let's see if I can do my Irish here. You might have to help me, Catherine. The Dulog Valley, how's that, between Lewisburg? Is that my
correct.
Right? Yeah. See, I
that's
got it. I'm all right.
You're right on the button.
I am right on the button. Well, it was so nice seeing you and seeing what you've done to the farm or with the farm. Tell us your story. Tell us how you happened to come into ownership of this 5,000 acres of beautiful land over in Ireland.
Oh, well, firstly, thank you so much for visiting us. That was a wonderful visit. Really enjoyed meeting you all. And certainly it's great to be on your show. Thank you for the invitation, Doug. We really appreciate it. Yes, a lot of history to Glen Keane, actually, with my own ancestors. It dates back to the 1600s, would you believe? And they were tenant farmers here on the landscape in little stone cottages, along with 39 other tenant farmers. That was, of course, when we were under British rule. And they farmed successfully, but sadly, due to the potato blight and the Irish famine, there were a lot of evictions, Doug, in this area, and my ancestors were part of that. So in 1847, their little tenant farmhouse no longer existed, and they were evicted. But that didn't stop them. They set up a little tenantship 15 miles away, and some of my ancestors emigrated off to the United States, which I have to say, really, Gurumila Mahaga to all of your listeners, because the United States has been a phenomenal support to Ireland and certainly to the Irish story. So my ancestors did what they did. My grandmother then grew up with the stories of the evictions, and of course that was instilled in her mind. So fast forwarding after 1847 to the early 1920s, that was the road that started the Ireland becoming an independent state from the UK. And to cut a long story short, my grandparents purchased Glen Keane in 1922 and moved here with their family. Then they continued to farm it, and I met, I grew up here, a very beautiful but rural setting. Couldn't wait to leave. After college, I met Jim, my American husband, in the UK, and my family convinced us to move back here and take over the Glen Keane sheep farm. And I'm sure, Doug, you'll agree, who would refuse an opportunity like that?
No, having seen it, it was a magnificent visit, as you said, the whole story of Glen Keane Farm. And the story of you meeting your husband, I want to tell that. We'll introduce everybody to Jim as well as we continue here on this week's overview, something special in terms of success. Catherine and Jim Powers on the American Family Farmer.
Mm-hmm. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back to focus on farming. Normally on the American Family Farmer, we talk about successes, ideas to help you make your farm more successful. Not everybody can take a trip over to Ireland to see what's going on. These folks, Catherine and Jim, have made a success of the farm, not just because of the animals, but how they're treating their asset. And they have a fabulous asset there. Jim Powers, the husband, is an American, as has been acknowledged by his much younger wife. I say that. We had a nice time with that, Jim, didn't we? I'm
very proud of that, too, my friend.
I think you should be, as a matter of fact. Yes, I think there's no question that you got the better part of that deal, pal, one way or the other.
I'm not questioning that statement either.
All right. So you were a pilot, and that's how you met. Because when Catherine got out of school, she went to work for an airline, and you were a pilot, and that's kind of how you all got together, right?
Yes and no. I was working in the Middle East, and I was taking some time off in either London or Paris, and I met my wife in London. It was just coincidental that she was working for an Irish airline called Ryanair.
Ah, all right. So she decided she wanted to get away from home, and she went out in the big wide world and met you. And sooner or later, you figured that it would make sense to marry this lady. And so you still continue to do a lot of the flying and a lot of the work that you have done before, back and forth between Ireland and America. But the two of you, as a collaborative, have taken this asset. And again, I advise people, encourage you to go to glenkeenfarm.com, glenkeenfarm.com, and see what they have done there. You have any farm background, farm life in your family?
As a kid, I worked on a truck farm where we grew cabbage, tomatoes. I mean, I remember the arms green up to the elbows, picking tomatoes during the day. Yeah. But nothing with animals. So I was familiar with the farm life and machinery, but not animal husbandry or anything along those lines.
When you married Catherine, did you have any idea that you would end up doing what you have done? Was that, did that enter into your thinking at all?
Not at all. Not at all. I actually asked her to marry me on our first night out. She said no, and therefore 100 times thereafter. But we lived in Washington, D.C., and we simultaneously lived in Carmel, California, bouncing back and forth for work. And no vision ever to be wind up in the west of Ireland farming.
Right. The west.
It's a joyous experience.
It's along the, by the way, I would say this, the West Atlantic Way, which is a newly sort of minted term to promote the assets of the west side of Ireland, because not many people have gone there. The roadway, many of the things I talked about while I was over there, and since we're experiences along this roadway, and that's how we came to your farm, which now, not just a farm, but it is a tourist attraction, and so people can come there and see a lot of things. One of the other things that is impressive about this is that you and your wife have basically created most of these buildings and the ambiance that brings people in there in the first place, right?
That is correct. We built the principal building in 2014, and we have ongoing projects going on. We've engaged in a conservation. We have engaged in a conservation architect to help us in the restoration of other buildings, so that we have, one, to preserve our history, but two, it enables us to show visitors a different platform and position of the way we used to live in Ireland.
I want to talk about how we combine tourism with the actual farming as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
This report is brought to you by Boehringer Ingelheim. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, is a serious lung disease that affects nearly 16 million Americans. It is caused by long-term damage to the lungs that makes it hard to breathe. Common symptoms include wheezing, coughing, and struggling to take in a breath. Pulmonologist Jill Ohar, professor of medicine at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, is an expert on COPD.
COPD can't be cured, but there are ways to treat it. It's important to know that there is no one-size-fits-all approach. So you need to work with your doctor to figure out the right treatment for you. When speaking to your doctor about treatment options, I encourage everyone to learn more about what inhaler the medicine comes in.
Since COPD medicines are usually delivered through an inhaler, it's important that the conversation between a doctor and patient includes a discussion of the inhaler. For more on inhaler choice, visit treatingmycopd.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr testified for hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee, answering heated questions about his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. He now says he's not showing up for scheduled testimony that he was supposed to have with House members on Thursday. Barr repeatedly defended his decision not to charge the president with obstruction of justice, despite the 10 instances of interference which was presented in the Mueller report.
Do you think it's okay for a president to offer pardons to people who don't testify against him, to threaten the family of someone who does? Is that okay?
When did he offer a pardon to someone?
I think you know what I'm talking about. Please.
What do you mean?
Please, Mr. Attorney General, you know, give us some credit for knowing what the hell is going on around here.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The American Family Farmer Show, where you get the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Check it out. I was talking earlier about the nuance of what's going on in the current one, the latest podcast that we have at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We focused on Shelley Farms, which is an oyster farm. And it's interesting to get that point of view. Exploring different methods of farming, the way they are farming oysters and fish farms, that kind of stuff. So you might want to check it out. It's an interesting idea. Again, diversity is what we're focused on here, how to help you make your farm more successful. And I think one of the many reasons I wanted you to meet Catherine and Jim Powers, who are Irish sheep farmers. I met them on my trip recently to Ireland, if you didn't hear the first part of the program. I went to Ireland with a group of talk radio people at the beginning of last month, and we had a fabulous week over there, and one of the days we spent at Glenkeen Farm. Go to their website, glenkeenfarm.com. You can see some of the beauty, a lake in the middle. I mean, it's just a fabulous place, and what people dream of. Jim Powers married Catherine O'Grady, and they have worked to make this a fabulous new experience. We wandered around, Jim and I wandered. I think actually Catherine was with us as well. We walked in a couple of the old buildings that you're reworking, but most of the work has, if not all of it, been done by the two of you. And it really is It shows you what you can do if you set your heart to it. And so you've got this fabulous asset, Catherine and Jim, to offer to folks. You're not only growing a lot of sheep. I think I want to focus on the farming part of it here for the most part, the sheep and how they graze in Ireland. Catherine, I'm going to go back to you, if I may, talking about the sheep and what we learned. There are different colors. You spray paint different colors on the sheep. Why do you do that? What is the reason for having different colors on the sheep?
Yes, that's correct, Doug. Well, we're mountain sheep farmers here, so those colors that you see are extremely important because the mountainous area is not fenced in, so it's all grazing in common. And the way the mountains are divided up is we all own a shareholding of the mountains. So in our mountainscape here, there's 14 farmers. So the colors come in when we gather all of the sheep. It allows us to quickly and efficiently separate our sheep from our neighbor sheep. And our color is red on the back of the neck and red on the left leg. When we sell the wool, Doug, it does wash out and there is a bleaching process to remove the color permanently. So the colors that you see, and there are certainly many colors throughout the country. Every farmer has his own mark. And we also use a color marking system for vaccines if the animal is unwell or anything to indicate that the animal has been treated.
What different sorts, what different breeds of sheep? Some people think, especially if you're not on the farm, that a sheep is a sheep is a sheep. But that's not the case. You've put a lot of time and effort into research and planning and trying to figure out what the right breed is for you. But explain, if you don't mind, a little bit. And, Jim, you can jump in, too, if you'd like to explain to folks what the different type, why you would have a certain type, a certain breed of sheep, and others would have a different type of sheep.
Well, being a mountain sheep farm, it supports the Scotch Blackface mountainy breed of sheep. They'd be a hardier breed, and actually the male and female in that breed have horns. A lot of people associate the male sheep only with horns, but indeed the Scotch breed, because it's a mountain breed, they have the horns. And they thrive on the landscape here, and we actually use our own lamb in the restaurant and in our tourism business and indeed for our own meals. And the hill lamb is notably different in flavour to the lowland sheep, which would be predominantly a white-faced sheep, a heavier breed of sheep, but they need a lot of TLC. They would need to have winter housing, and they're fed a lot by hand as well. Whereas the mountainy sheep, they graze out year-round outside, and they don't actually do well indoors. We only winter house them if they're an older stock or if they need attention or care. So we did introduce a Texel breed into the farm here because the profitability from the hill lamb, there's no profit in it when you take out all of your costs in farming. So we introduced a Texel, which is a white-faced breed of sheep, and they cross with our Scotch mountainy blackface sheep to produce a Hill-Tex lamb. You'll remember all that.
But, people are paying attention to it in terms of the results as much as anything else. Let me ask Jim for a sec, the dogs that we were exposed to when that picture I was talking about of me talking to the dogs in the back of a little cart truck that you had when we were riding around, the dogs were fabulous, and I wonder if you can help people, and I think this goes for not just sheep farming, but a lot of general farming with animals requires a good dog, a well-trained dog. How did you decide on what dogs to get and breed, and how do you train them?
Well, when I first landed up in Ireland, I thought what I wanted was I wanted a man dog, and I wanted a border collie, because that's what all the dogs in our region is what they use in Ireland, is border collie. And my wife landed up with a little girl dog, and she also named it, Daisy. Mm-hmm. So the Yank was over there with a little girl dog and yelling it to the top of my lungs, Daisy, Daisy. It was comical, and the neighbors laughed at me. And I trained the dog myself with commands called left and right. And what I didn't consider was, with the wind blowing and the great distance travel, that left and right sound so very similar. So the result was that the dog couldn't differentiate my commands. But what she saw was some ape jumping up and down, pointing left and right. Mm-hmm. The neighbors were laughing. The Yank was screaming, Daisy, Daisy. And I got lucky, though. In the long run, Daisy learned sign language. And to her honor, her namesake is passed on throughout the villages. When any man has a little girl dog, they've been naming their dog Daisy. In turn, my wife knows everything about sheep farming. And so our next dog that we got, she insisted that both the handler, me, and the dog went to go to dog school. And we were fortunate to have a neighbor over the hill to train us both. And we were trained in commands called come by and away. Come by would be clockwise and away would be anti-clockwise. So we can send our dogs on verbal commands to a great distance of out to pushing a mile on come by, and anti-clockwise on away. Now, my wife is very skilled, and she can blow a whistle. She's like the Pied Piper. And she blows a whistle. It's a wolf whistle. It's for one command and for another command. And she can talk a little bit further about that. But the dog is a border collie, and dog school by my neighbor, a very knowledgeable gentleman.
We actually met him when we were there. We were there. We met this guy, the trainer. And you talk about an old salt. There's somebody who obviously knows. I wanted to have I think I teased you at the moment I learned the dog. Your dog's name was Daisy. I think I told you I have an English bulldog whose name is Daisy May. And I could just imagine how a little short-legged dog be running around chasing those sheep around. But the fascinating thing is, even for people who know how this works, is to see them and how precise they are, how precise the response is to their commands from you and from Catherine, and then how the sheep respond to them, moving not an inch further than the dogs will let them. And that's, I think that's a fabulous, it's an experience, but it's also fabulous to understand how well you can train them. Let me pause for a moment here. We'll get back. I want to spend time talking about the combination of tourism and the farm together. Go to the website, GlenKeenFarm.com, and see what Jim and Catherine have created here. It's a fabulous experience. Here's a way for you to have a great experience if you're trying to lose weight. The number one choice for weight loss, if you're wanting to do it in a healthy way, there are tons of ways you can lose. And it's, you go on a diet, you go exercise, you do stuff. But then when it's all over, how do you keep the weight off of your body? For more than 20 years, the people in the family at Calitrin have been able to be successful losing the weight. Toploss.com, and get the special deal by using DJV in the box for code. Check that box for DJV and get some free elements with this. Three bottles and then the 90-day supply added on to that will help you lose that weight and keep it off. That's what you want to do. Lose it. It's kind of painless, and then keep it off. Also kind of painless. Go to toploss.com for the special deal using the code DJV.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD super formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD super formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD super formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value, free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Continuing on now with our focus on a couple of fabulous, fabulous Irish folks. Catherine Powers is Irish. Jim Powers is American. They've come together working on this fabulous farm. Again, I'm checking out, looking at some of the pictures, bringing back some great memories of what I saw myself and experienced there along the Wild Atlantic Way with Jim. There's pictures on the website of him talking to groups of people with the sheep right there about what goes on. So, Catherine, back to the idea of combining tourism with the farm. How do you do it so that people who come and visit don't interfere with the job of actually running the farm?
Well, yes, that was a challenging task, Doug, and we have to put a lot of research and thought into it. Actually, Jim is a very patient man. It took over 10 years to research and plan and build our visitor centre at Glenkeen, which we opened in 2014. And what we did was we took the activities that happen on the farm, like sheep herding, sheep shearing, turf cutting, hiking, and we packaged those for visitors to come and experience. And also the ancient buildings that we would have taken you in to see as well. That's a very, very special place. It's part of the old cluster villages from the Rundale farm system that went into the tenantships as well. And we're very fortunate to have that authentic cluster village here at Glenkeen. So we separate it, we schedule everything. We're not open for walk-in public visitors. Everything is pre-booked in advance, which enables us to manage the sheep farm, which is a very busy working environment. And for health and safety, we have to schedule it like that.
Well,
so
you...
that's pretty much how we control it.
Yeah, beautiful buildings, great restaurant. The food is fabulous there. We had a great, great meal and learned from the fellow who trained the dogs also how to cut the peat. Many people don't realize that the bogs all around here, the peat that comes from them is what you use to heat, is the major source for heat in many buildings, especially this part of Ireland, where you cut there's a special tool or shovel, if you will, that cuts the peat and you let it dry out and then use it. It's really one of those unique things about Ireland, and there are so many of them. This place is certainly one of those. Anybody who's traveling to Ireland, make sure you get yourself over to the west, the Wild Atlantic Way on the west side of the country and see Glenkeen Farm. Many thanks to Catherine Powers and her husband Jim, and certainly continued success. I hope I get a chance to come visit with you again soon. Thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
The American Family Farmer Show is the address for the podcast. I'm Doug Steffen in the Martha and Marley Spoon studio. Martha and Marley Spoon are the new leaders when it comes to distributing fresh food grown on many of your farms. As a matter of fact, to be part of the Martha free taste test and get your free meals, there are three free meals you can have to test out this great, fabulous food. Text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. Get great food sent right to your door to prepare at your home. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today texting FORK to 246-810. The whole idea of understanding what the American family farmer is getting out of all of his and her efforts, this is something that I continue to do research on, and I thought I'd bring you up to date in a number of categories here as to how much the farmer's share is of a retail food dollar in any number of categories. So I'm going to have that update for you right after this.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Tass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nuriva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nuriva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nuriva, Nuriva.com.
So the farmer's share of the retail food dollar is something that is a real pet peeve of mine when you realize what the numbers are. If you haven't heard these numbers, listen carefully so that you know what the farmer's share is of the retail price of some of these commodities. For example, flour, multipurpose flour. Normal price is $4.39 a pound. The farmer's share of that is 44 cents. A loaf of bread, let's say country whole wheat bread, sells for $3.99 in many supermarkets. Farmer's share of that is 13 cents. Wheaties, 15-ounce box of Wheaties, $5.69. Farmer's share of that is 9 cents. A six-pack of Budweiser beer goes for what, $8, $9? Farmers that grow the grain for that, their share of that $8.99 is 4 cents. Milk, a gallon of milk, $4.59 in most of the stores. Farmer gets $1.40 out of that. Potatoes are $3.99 a pound. I just bought some the other night. 54 cents of that $3.99 is what the farmer gets for raising the potatoes. Apples in the fall, $2.89 a pound, at least around here. Farmer's share of that, 40 cents. A ham or bacon, raising pigs. The pork around here is $3, $4, $5 a pound. Farmers get 59 cents a pound for hogs on the hoof. A sirloin steak, $12.99 a pound for that. Farmer's share, $1.98. Eggs, $2, $3 a dozen around here. Farmers take on that, 92 cents. Not bad, actually, when you compare other numbers. Carrots and lettuce, that sort of thing, $2, $3, $4 a pound or a head in the case of the lettuce. Farmer's share, 38 cents. Tomatoes, $4.59 a pound. 45 cents for the farmer. You realize how outrageous? You do. I know you do because you're not part of the problem and you are part of the solution. That is part of what we eat, what comes on the table every night. But the farmer's share of a variety of retail food products is outrageous. It really is. Are we sad about it? Are we angry about it? What do we do about it? What are the farm organizations like American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union? I've been talking about them off and on during the program today, and I often talk about them. What are they doing to help enhance your ability to make a living? In order to keep the farms alive, we got to have people understand what it takes to do this and what we're actually getting out of it, which isn't enough. Food for thought from Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.